Welcome to Mendry. I'm Ms. Monet. Today, we're joined by Olivia, a veteran whose story spans the clinical and the deeply personal. Olivia, thank you for being here. Let's start with the present. How has medical cannabis impacted your life as a veteran?
Hi, Ms. Monet. Thank you for having me. Honestly, many veterans are still afraid to talk about using cannabis, even though the VA says they won't get in trouble. Alternative medicine gave me something powerful, choice, and with that came hope. It lifted me out of despair.
That's so important. Let's return momentarily to a night when compassion called you to action. Tell us what happened.
My husband was a platoon sergeant during Desert Storm. Late one night, I got a call from a young wife in the military family network. Her toddler may have ingested bathwater, which she suspected had contained rain cleaner. She didn't have a car and was panicked. I checked the map, yes, the old Rand McNally, and saw she lived nearby. I told her I'd be right there. When I arrived, she was breastfeeding her baby, and her son seemed okay. But when the hospital asked us to check his mouth, we saw blood. Everything escalated. An ambulance arrived, and then a helicopter. They were medevacing her son to Loma Linda, 2 hours away. I drove her in silence. What could I say?
That kind of quick response speaks volumes about the military community.
Exactly. You just help. That's what we do. When we arrived, her son had already undergone one surgery. They told us more might be needed. He was so young, but they had hope. We had to contact the Red Cross, notify her husband, and get her parents involved amid war. It all happened so fast.
Let's pause and thank our episode sponsors. This episode is brought to you by Keefe's Lemonade, supporting a positive journey with medical cannabis, and by Story Dispenser, amplifying the voices of military service and sacrifice. Thank you for supporting our mission to share healing conversations. Olivia, looking back, how has cannabis shaped your view of healing?
Before this, I didn't even take aspirin. But now, I believe in alternative medicine. Everyone's healing journey is different, and no one should feel ashamed for talking about what works for them. Yes, there are hard days, but there are also moments of clarity. Cannabis has helped me find peace and helped me remember experiences like this one, not through the lens of trauma, but through connection.
Thank you, Olivia, for sharing your story. You remind us that healing isn't just medical, it's human. To our listeners, for more stories and resources, visit mendry.live. Until next time, stay strong, stay connected, and take care.